Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Karen Brooks, candidate for 3rd District Supervisor, with today's community comment. I won't use my time to talk about my ideas for creating private sector jobs or fixing and finishing the general plan, but you can read that for yourself by clicking on my website, brooksforsupervisor.com. I want to talk about a fundamental difference in my view and Mark's role on the government in our lives. My opponent looks towards state and federal programs and policies for his answers. His approach is a top-down model. He views his role as advocating for more government, which seems self-evident to me, as he spends so much time going to and talking about Sacramento and Washington, D.C. The more intrusive government becomes in our lives, the less freedoms we enjoy. The Patriot Act is a good example. This act has taken away some of our civil rights for the perception of safety. After nearly 11 years since 9/11, do you think this act will go away or expand? Local government needs to be our last line of defense from the whims of faceless, distant bureaucrats. I believe that we should have the freedom to choose what's best for us and our community, and this concept transcends party lines and ideology. What motivates me to run and knock on thousands of doors is that I view the state and federal government as an ally and a resource to work with us and foster prosperity. Rather than look outside our county for answers, I look within. My approach is a bottoms-up model. We have an amazing brain trust right here. I say let's leverage it. Here's another example of more government intrusion in our lives. Wireless smart meters. If you want one, great. Get yours free from PG&E and get ready for their new time-of-day rate card where most of the expensive kilowatt hours will be between 1 and 6 p.m. If you don't want a smart meter and want to keep your perfectly good analog meter, you'll now have to pay a $75 fee and then a $10 monthly fee for a service that was free last month. The smart meter is an opt-in federal program, meaning if you decide if you want one. Our state and county have taken away that choice from us. Local governments do have control over a state-sponsored monopoly, and the staff attorneys who tell them otherwise are wrong. Here's a key point. Government Code Section 54950 states, the people of the state do not yield their sovereignty to the agencies which serve them. Our supervisors are elected to advocate on the people's behalf and conduct their business in an open and transparent manner. As your supervisor, I'll stand up and defend your personal freedoms from overreaching governmental agencies. But first, you need to elect me, Karen Brooks, as your next 3rd District Supervisor on June 5th. Thank you. This has been Karen Brooks for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.